On a summer day in 2016, state prison officials were on the brink of a crisis at Western Illinois Correctional Center. It was the height of a state budget impasse. John Baldwin, director of the Illinois Department of Corrections, says the city-owned utility in Mount Sterling was hours away from shutting off the water.
We had buses in the parking lot ready to haul 1,500 offenders away to other institutions.
Although it was owed hundreds of thousands of dollars, Mount Sterling City Council decided not to shut off the water. Corrections has since paid off some of those bills, though a city official says the department still owes them money. The incident and the ongoing debt show how Illinois' two-year budget stalemate continues to cause problems in state government. Baldwin says Corrections has had to continue negotiating with vendors and needs more than $400 million before the end of the budget year this June.
The supplemental is needed because of obligations that we have had to expend to keep our operation running during the budget struggles.
The request comes as lawmakers are focusing on next year's budget, and senators chided Baldwin for not conveying the urgency of his request earlier than this week's budget hearing. State Senator Annie Menar is a Democrat from Bunker Hill.
I would describe the nature of the request that the department has for an FY18 supplemental as a five-alarm fire. But you're treating it as a garden variety request. Okay. You're treating it as if it's a ho-hum scenario for the department.
Baldwin didn't respond directly to the criticism, but said his staff has been magnificent at keeping the department going. To manage cash flow, they've had to cut back on things like toilet paper and cleaning supplies. Menar told Baldwin he'd heard about the toilet paper, but not from him, which he says is part of the problem.
I've heard more from the inmates about the need for a supplemental than I have from both of you.
But State Senator Dale Ryder, a Republican from Mattoon, said Democrats have been aware of the budget problems in the prisons.
The bill that is necessary to appropriate the money for the Department of Corrections has been on file. The bottom line is the Democrat majority hasn't moved it.
Governor Bruce Rauner did call for extra money for corrections in his February budget proposal, and his staff mentioned it at a Senate hearing earlier this year. But committee chairwoman Heather Staines says they masked the severity of the problem with bureaucratic language.
My recollection is he was using words like unappropriated liabilities for which is why we needed a supplemental request for Department of Corrections. Right. It does not give you the nature of what the problem is. It just doesn't.
The budget problems at Corrections are costing taxpayers more and more money. The department is racking up $4 million in late payment penalties every month. Without more money, and soon, those penalties could add up to $78 million by the end of the fiscal year. Staines asked Director Baldwin and his chief finance officer just how long they could wait.
Can you wait for a supplemental till May 31st?
No.
Governor Bruce Rauner has called for a meeting with legislative leaders. Staines says she hopes money for corrections is at the top of their agenda. I'm Mary Hansen.